From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price. You're listening to The Topical. Like manna from heaven that will actually poison you instead of nourish you, here's a heaping serving of today's top stories. The campaigns of Donald Trump and Joe Biden are each in some hot water today, as Don Henley announced he'll be suing both presidential campaigns for not using his hit song Boys of Summer in any of their campaign rallies. The vocalist reportedly has expressed frustration that neither presidential candidate has requested his consent to use the 1980s chart topper, despite it still being a, quote, catchy and relevant song for this American moment. And after a long and thorough vetting process, Kamala Harris has officially been announced as Joe Biden's running mate for the 2020 election, and she's not wasting any time getting to work. The Biden campaign reportedly spent much of the week quickly getting Senator Harris up to speed on the candidate's detailed plans for a presidential funeral service. Geez, when did we get so political? Back with today's more polite news right after this. He's regularly touted as the greatest author and playwright in the history of the English language, but newly discovered evidence is now calling into question William Shakespeare's original authorship of his classic work, the 1995 neo-noir mystery film The Usual Suspects. Joining me now is literary historian Janet Sieving.
Hi, Leslie. Happy to be here.
So to start off, this claim comes as quite a shock. The Kaiser Soze character is right next to Romeo and Juliet when it comes to iconic characters from Shakespeare. How could it be that Shakespeare wasn't behind the story about the con artist faking cerebral palsy to get out of Dodge?
Well, after discovering what is possibly the shooting draft of The Usual Suspects, historians noticed that the script's byline actually made no mention of Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah, the historians found that it was attributed to a man named Christopher McQuarrie, who apparently is a longtime Hollywood screenwriter.
Are they sure Christopher, whatever his last name was, isn't an alias for Shakespeare?
The historians I spoke with said at first I thought it could be an alias for Shakespeare or even other 17th century playwrights like Sir Francis Bacon or Edward de Vere.
Right.
But after diving a little deeper, many found that McQuarrie was in fact a real writer who was also responsible for works like The Mummy and Jack Reacher.
Wait, so Shakespeare didn't write The Mummy either?
Apparently not.
Well, I have to admit, this comes as a little bit of a disappointment.
Well, a lot of people are taking the news hard. The Usual Suspects has long been considered a cornerstone of Shakespeare's works, taught throughout the nation's schools as a part of both literary and theatrical education.
Is there any pushback on the claims?
Absolutely. Many Shakespearean purists are adamant that he wrote the twist-filled mystery despite the historian's discovery, as plots involving the film's mythological crime boss are frequent characteristics of his other works.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a scene from his play from 1597, Much Ado About Kaiser Soze, recorded by two performers.
Bid me, thou sorry scoundrel, upon the element of thine memory, at which season doth thine eyes behold first the countenance of that shadowy fiend, Kaiser Soze?
The season darkened as an abyss with no bottom. 'Twas the heat of summer, whilst the sting of autumn. Fix thine head through winter, and behold spring lies, as Kaiser Soze was first espied, within a season of surprise.
Right, it's just hard to imagine Shakespeare wasn't behind the greatest piece of writing known to mankind. Is the authorship of the rest of his works now up for debate?
It is possible, but historians are now quickly confirming other works that Shakespeare did to quell any further doubts of his literary contributions. So far, they were able to confirm that he was, in fact, behind Romeo and Juliet and L.A. Confidential, his two other most well-known pieces of writing.
Phew, thank God, that's a relief. I'll keep my fingers crossed that they can also confirm that he was actually responsible for Three Men and a Baby. That's my personal Shakespeare favorite.
I'm more a fan of his earlier, lesser-known work, like the comic strip Blondie.
Ah, yes, a classic. Well, I want to thank my guest Janet Sieving for joining us today. We'll be back with some actual news right after this.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days, Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
To be or not to be? Who gives a shit? Here's what else you need to know today. The coronavirus pandemic may be exposing many of the cracks in the country's so-called armor, but there is one thing where Americans are still on top. A new report out today has found that the U.S. still leads the world with the highest density of Kevins. When ranked against the rest of the international community, the United States is far and away the global leader, with upwards of 27 Kevins per square mile in most major American cities. And a troubling new report out today has found increased consumption of media and advertising has created an expectation of unattainable beauty standards for the nation's bathroom interiors. I, for one, think my bathroom is beautiful just the way it is, even if it doesn't have a functioning toilet. It saves me a lot of money on property taxes, and that makes it very special to me. And finally, the lack of physical contact brought on by the pandemic's quarantining may be having untold negative effects on our mental health, with psychiatric experts today confirming that that big belly of yours is just begging for a raspberry. Believe me, I know how you feel, but once it's safe enough, your old pal Leslie will be right over to give you a big wet right on that tummy of yours. I promise. And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because it's the freaking weekend, baby. So be sure to stay inside on your computer the entire time, refreshing theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And be sure to tune into our next episode, where we'll speak with an architect who has some amazing ideas for replacing the Freedom Tower if the worst were ever to happen again. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.